a gedivach. So I'll tell you a maisa. You know, one of the great Chassidish Rebbes, one of the great students of the Mesut Shemagid, was Rav Shmelk of Nicholsburg. So this Rav Shmelk of Nicholsburg, not only was he tzaddik in his own right, he was a great Rosh Hashiva, a great paisik, a great Talmid Chacham. So the story goes that Rav Shmelk is sitting in his study late one night, and he's learning with a few of his Talmidim, and there's a knock on the door, okay? And come, and he opens the door, and it's the Shaychet of Nicholsburg, the Shaychet of the town. And he says, I'm here with a Shaila. Okay, so what's the question? So the Shaychet presents whatever the situation was, some animal, a cow, a shard, an ox that was shechted, and there's a question about the lungs, about the kashrus of it. And so he's asking the Rav, he's asking Rav Shmelk of Nicholsburg, what's the psak, if the animal's kosher or not? And so Rav Shmelk thinks for a minute, and he's like, that's a very serious question. I'm going to have to think about that. Come back to me in the morning. Okay, fine. So the Shaykh leaves. Meanwhile, the Rebbe Rav Shmelk goes to his students and begins to, he says over the question, and he begins to pour over the svar, mamish, all night long, hours and hours and hours, until finally, he comes up with a way to be matir, to allow the meat that it's kosher meat. And so the Shaykh comes the next morning, And he comes with a question. So Rav Shmelk says, you know, I mamish poured over the svarim and the paiskim all night long, came up with a heter, the meat's kosher. Okay, fine. So the Shaykh takes that psak and he goes, and that's it. Now the students, meanwhile, that were helping and, you know, sort of investigate the shaila with the Rebbe Rav Shmelk the whole night, after the whole thing is over, come to the Rebbe and they say, Rebbe, we don't understand what just happened. So Rebbe Rav Shmelk says, what's the problem? He says, they said this following thing. When you came initially with the Shaila, we know, and you know, and we all know, that the case that was presented by the Shaychet, this particular situation of doubt of whether the kashrus of the cow was kosher or not, there's an open shach, one of the mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, the shach is mefurish, it's mamish open, black and white, that it's treif. And so we don't understand. You have an open shach, a mefurish shach, that says the animal's treif. And you're spending all night long looking at other svarim, trying to come up with ways and ways and ways in order to somehow, you know, disagree with the shach and come up with other paiskim to rely on to make the cow okay, to make the cow kosher. Why are you trying to avoid the psak of the shach? The shach says it's treif. The shach says it's treif. So that was the question they asked of the Rav Shmelk. What does Rav Shmelk answer? He says as follows. He says, you're 100% right. When the Shaykh came to me, I knew, you know, it's an open shach, that the shach would say, it's treif. But he said, but here's the situation. If I were to go with the shach, then what's going to be in 120? After 120, I'm going to get up to Shemayim, and I'm going to be in front of the Bezdin, and they're going to go through my whole life. And they're going to come to this particular moment, this particular situation, that a Shaykh came to me with a shayla about this cow, whether the cow is kosher or not. And I'm going to say, listen, the shach said it's treif, the shach said it's treif. But what's going to happen is that as a key witness against me, they're going to bring the cow. And the cow is going to say, Rebbe Shmelke, I understand the shach said I'm treif. But you know how much almanis and yisoyimim my meat could have fed? Do you know how much energy I could have given to poor Talmid Chacham to continue learning? And so I understand the Shach says I'm treif, but you couldn't find other paiskim and other heterim to rely on to kasher me. And this cow is going to be very, very angry at me for just relying on the Shach without investigating too much. Now on the flip side, said the Rav Shmelke, now that I went through the whole night and finding other legitimate paiskim, it's all legitimate, finding legitimate paiskim to rely on to make the cow kosher, now what's going to happen after 120? I'm going to go to the Bezin Shalmala, they're going to go through my life, I'm going to come through this moment, and what's going to happen? Instead of having an angry cow, I'll have an angry shach. And the shach's going to come and start yelling at me, why didn't you listen to my psak? So said the Rebbe Rav Shmelke, between facing an angry shach or facing an angry cow, I'd rather face an angry shach than an angry cow. That's what Rebbe Rav Shmelke said. Listen, we're not paiskim, we're not tzaddikim on the level of Rebbe Rav Shmelke. So obviously everything we eat, we have to make sure is kosher 100%, 100%. But what you learn from such a maisa is that things that are kosher and things of this world that we're allowed and supposed to engage in, they want us to engage in them. Everything of this world wants to be uplifted, wants to be incorporated into Avodas Hashem. When you eat an apple and you make a bracha bar priya eitz, and you use the and you consume that apple and you use the energy of that apple to serve Hashem and to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, you're doing a favor to the apple. The apple's happy now. And when you get to Shemayim, the apple is going to cheer you on to Gan Eden. And the same thing is with everything in this world that's mutter and permissible and recommended for us to be involved in. When we use it for Avodas Hashem, we're doing a favor for those things. We're doing a favor for this world. Hashem should bless us. We should be able to continue doing Maisim Toivim for ourselves and for all things of this world, to have a happy and good and healthy life. And be as called Tzedek, Meir V'meinu, Amen.